Please see the PDF that accompanies this program for additional materials.
This publication contains the opinions and ideas of its author. It is sold with the understanding that the author and publisher are not engaged in rendering health services in the book. The reader should consult his or her own medical and health providers as appropriate before adopting any of the suggestions in this book or drawing inferences from it. The author and publisher specifically disclaim all responsibility for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this book. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. Written and read by David A. Sinclair, with Matthew D. LaPlante.
To my grandmother Vera, who taught me to see the world the way it could be. To my mother, Diana, who cared more about her children than herself. To my wife, Sandra, my bedrock. And to my great-great-grandchildren, I am looking forward to meeting you. Introduction. A Grandmother's Prayer. I grew up on the edge of the bush. In figurative terms, my backyard was a 100-acre wood. In literal terms, it was much bigger than that. It went on as far as my young eyes could see, and I never grew tired of exploring it. I would hike and hike, stopping to study the birds, the insects, the reptiles. I pulled things apart, I rubbed the dirt between my fingers, I listened to the sounds of the wild and tried to connect them to their sources. And I played. I made swords from sticks and forts from rocks. I climbed trees and swung on branches and dangled my legs over steep precipices and jumped off things that I probably shouldn't have jumped off. I imagined myself as an astronaut on a distant planet. I pretended to be a hunter on safari. I lifted my voice for the animals as though they were an audience at the opera house. "Coo-ee," I would holler, which means come here in the language of the Garigal people, the original inhabitants. I wasn't unique in any of this, of course. There were lots of kids in the northern suburbs of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?